Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Storytime with Oma. Today, we're going to talk about Jesus going up into heaven, and then we'll find out what the disciples do after that. And it's a very exciting story as we continue learning about the early Christian church. Well, I'm so glad you're here today, and I hope you're ready to learn and listen. And so, put on your thinking cap and get out your listening ears, because here comes our story. So after the resurrection and after Jesus appeared to his disciples several times, and after they had that breakfast on the beach, it was time for Jesus to go back up into heaven. And so he brought all of his disciples with him up on the mountain. And as they were watching, he said to them, "I want you to be my witnesses all over the world. You're going to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you." And as soon as he said these things, they were looking up, and Jesus was lifted up, and all of a sudden a cloud took him out of sight. And they were staring up into heaven, and they saw two men dressed in white. They were angels, and they said, "Why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you saw him go into heaven." Well, they went on as Jesus told them to and went back to Jerusalem to wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit. And when they went back, they went and stayed in an upper room, and all of the disciples were there. But you know what? One of them was missing. Do you remember what happened to Judas Iscariot? Remember, Judas betrayed Jesus. And then he was so upset and he died. So he was gone and they had to pick another disciple so they would have 12. So all of them went up there with all of their other friends too. The names of the people that were there, of the disciples that were there, were Peter and John and James, Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, and another James, who was the son of Alphaeus, and another Simon, who was a zealot, and another Judas, who was the son of James. And they were all there together praying. And you know who else was with them? All of the women who were with Jesus throughout the ministry, and even Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Jesus' brothers were all together with the disciples. And they decided that it was time to pick another disciple to join them because they wanted to have 12. And so they came up with some names, and they found two men. One was named Justus, and the other was named Matthias. And they prayed. They prayed to God and said, "Lord, who knows the hearts of all, please show us which one of these two we should take in the place of Judas." And you know what they did? They cast lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was chosen. He was numbered with the other 11, and he became the 12th apostle who would be with all of them as they were together starting the early Christian church. And they waited in the upper room. Well, something very exciting will happen a few days after this, but we have to wait another 10 days from the night of the ascension to find out what will happen. And so, thank you for joining me today on Storytime with Oma. Remember, be kind to others, listen to your parents, and show God's love to everyone. Bye-bye.